Greetings, members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview. So thanks for joining me and welcome back. An Everlasting Covenant is our November unit focus. This Sunday's lesson entitled Mediator of the New Covenant is about how Jesus Christ has made it possible for man and God to be reconciled or brought back together, and the resulting relationship he made possible for us to have with God. A mediator is one who helps to make peace or bridge the gap between parties who have something separating them. Our sin separated us from God and wouldn't allow peace to be made between us. Jesus mediated the problem by being willing to die for our sins and in our place, if we in return will repent of our sins and accept God's forgiveness through his blood. The writer of Hebrews' audience was mainly Christian Jews who were familiar with the Mosaic covenant. He makes the point that this new covenant, mediated by Christ, is so much more user-friendly than the one mediated by Moses. Excuse me. It is designed to remove the fear experienced by the participants in the previous covenant. Being spiritual in nature, it is much more reassuring because it has a heavenly mediator and it removes the guilt of sin. It allows God to become more approachable than in previous covenants. The spiritual setting of this covenant is in heaven, where God abides in the holy city, along with the angels and, of course, our Lord Jesus Christ. Instead of the physical setting, Mount Sinai, where the people or beasts couldn't approach the mountain and fear gripped them all. Because of the closeness we are permitted to get to God, we must pursue holiness and peace and not allow anything to spring up, take root, and defile us. Such things would come between us and our new relationship we have with God and undermine the peace we now have with God. God will shake or move anything created or that can be moved to make his promise to us come to pass. Therefore, we need to respond with a worship and reverence that is worthy of what he has done, is doing, and shall do for us. Anything less and we can expect to be consumed by the fire of his justice. To get a fuller understanding of this lesson, read the daily Sunday School readings found in your Sunday School book and on our website and mobile app. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday School this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of everlasting covenants. So until then, grace and